Maine Toy Gallery's newest exhibition, Headshot, will be among the first of a string of celebrations for the gallery's 10th anniversary. Opened in 2015, the gallery was originally named the Little Gallery. In 2023, the gallery moved to the Benson area and unveiled its new name, Maine Toy Gallery. Headshot, an exhibition by J.J. Carroll, will kick off with an opening reception June 6th at Maine Toy Gallery.
The exhibition is essentially a hodgepodge of fun things that I've worked on.
Carroll's interest in art while he was young led him to pursue a potential career in illustration. While still attending high school, he visited a college fair at the Kansas City Art Institute, where he presented his portfolio for review.
A lot of schools such as Rhode Island School of Design, Savannah School of Art, Parsons School of Design were all just reviewing young artists' books and their artwork. That took me to a summer program between my junior and senior year in high school at Parsons for about 6 weeks in New York City. And from there, I ended up attending, graduating.
After graduating from the Parsons School of Design with a Bachelor of Fine Arts in 1994, Carroll worked a few different jobs before landing an animation role working with the television channel Nickelodeon. Carroll worked alongside other young artists and freelancers on the Nickelodeon television show Kablam for 5 years. After working in New York for around 10 years, Carroll returned to Omaha in 2004. In 2012, he opened his business Choice Custom Framing and Gallery. Carroll has continued his artistic endeavors in both Omaha and New York through individual artworks and exhibitions. Teresa Gleason, co-owner of Maine Toy Gallery, approached Carroll to produce new artwork for the gallery's anniversary. Headshot, Carroll's first exhibition in 6 years, features both illustrations and mixed media.
A lot of inspiration came from a recent trip to Japan in order to collect toys. And so I ended up painting a lot of toys. Other bits and pieces that I've produced either solely or with another artist over the last couple of years, 3 or 4 years as well. So it's a grouping, but you'll notice certain themes throughout.
The exhibition's name, Headshot, was inspired by the contrast of the overarching theme of toys present in many of the artworks, as well as Carroll's choice of music he listened to while drawing them. Largely hardcore punk music, Carroll's new artwork conveys both a carefree and bright atmosphere for the exhibition.
It's drawing at its soul. It's colorful, it's playful. In whether it be adult content or elementary content, it's always playful, energetic, and to a lot of people, unfinished. But there's an appeal at some point just stopping with a light color tint or just some well-executed drawing.
The Headshot exhibition will run through June 28th at Maine Toy Gallery, located at 6066 Maple Street. Maine Toy Gallery is open Wednesday through Saturday.
I'm so happy that Teresa would share this and give me the opportunity to share some fun work, but just come out and enjoy. So it's gratuitous grace, so it's just to be shared.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.